Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to Red Men News. I'm Ross Shanley, joined today by professional footballer Georgia Stevens to bring you the latest Liverpool news and rumours. Before we get into that, this show is sponsored by the lovely people at Liverpool Gin, and they have another fantastic offer for you guys. It's a Liverpool Valentine's Couples Gin Lab experience. You can go to Liverpool Gin Distillery for £75 per couple. You get to make your own bottle of Liverpool Gin. You get to name it, label it, wax it and seal it yourself. And you get another bottle of Rose Petal Gin on top of that. Plus, you get two complimentary Liverpool gins each while you're there, so you get to make it, argue over the design, argue over the name, argue over the flavours that you can put in it. And get smashed at the same time. So use the code REDMENVAL. I'll just walk you through this now if Tom can join me on that. Book your experience, click on that. The link will be in the description for it as well. Probably should have loaded this beforehand. Pick a date, 20th. It's really slow. We'll go for R3 because, you know, everyone likes afternoon drinking. Bang in the code REDMENVAL. Smack go. And you're in. Full details will be in the description below. There's limited time to get that offer, so get in there whilst you can. But the news, Georgia, latest is, going to the Redmen TV website for this one, Liverpool Anfield Road extension latest. We discussed this on the Red News Roundup, which will be out later today. Liverpool have designed the latest instalment of the after the consultation. Mm-hmm. It looks glorious, doesn't it?
It looks beautiful.
Is that your only input? Basically, they said that the seats are going to be 6,000 more seats, mm-hmm. 5,200 general admission, 1,800 hospitality. Mm-hmm. Just good going forward. There's going to be more tickets available for
people. Yeah, it's like we said on the show. It's great because again, it's more fans in, and hopefully more local fans as well. It's accessible, hopefully more affordable overall, and you know, I can only be good for the club going forward.
Yep, there's a written article on the website. I went down yesterday with Matt and interviewed Andy Hughes, who's in charge of all, basically, and got his thoughts and some updates on that. If you want to see all the images, they're on our website there. But a big one there that was a big change from last time, as you can see, there's two different images there. So basically, they weren't sure whether they could put a road in behind Anfield Road. They'd be able to do that now. So on non-match days for local residents, as you can see there, they can have cars built into the road. On match days, they're just going to put bollards up so the safety of the fans are secure. So yeah, that's majorly important. Sadio Mane, Georgia, a guy who we spoke about upstairs before, mm-hmm. who's just grown as a Liverpool player, but he's been talked about on a Liverpool website about sending money back to, you know, where he's from, the kind of stuff that he kind of went through when he was younger. I said, I can't describe how they are and how motivated the people, how they are, especially. If you see those people, you push harder and harder to make them proud, because the only satisfaction they have on it, I have to give back what they have done for me. I think it's something special for the village, because in the village we have some great players, but they were never successful. And further on, he talks about the struggles that he kind of had, the fact that, I think you were telling me before, that, you know, he had to travel so far without even like fucking football boots and stuff like that. For him to go back kind of is another addition to the Liverpool squad, of how humble and nice they are.
Yeah, it's like we were saying, like upstairs, is we've now got to know Sadio Mane fully. We've understood his story, and that may be because he's in a place in his career where he feels he can share that, he's comfortable and things like that. But as a club, we've also shared that. But I think just there to say, you know, that there's players in there that were great but never successful. He's aware of how privileged and lucky he is to be able to leave the village he was from, and obviously there was players that weren't able to do that, and I think that's what drives him to keep pushing and keep being successful to hopefully inspire a generation from where he's from and hopefully offer them opportunities as well.
It's not just for now either, is it? Like you said, no. It's for generations to come. They might not even hear of him, but if he's put the money back in, like, I think as fans we can go, we should be doing that anyway, but like a lot of footballers don't, so the fact that he does that is amazing. Quickly, Jamie Webster has a new single out. We can't play it on here because the video will get demonetized, but we just want to make you aware of it to go and support you know, local people. His first one was absolutely banging. Have you heard this one yet? You have?
I have.
Thoughts?
Smashed it.
There you go. That's all you need to know. I'm going to put that on the back of the CD. George Stevens smashed it. Liverpool questioned Chelsea over FA Cup tickets after club allocation reduced. Expectations for Liverpool's ticket allocation were not by Chelsea for the FA Cup fifth round match at Stamford Bridge. Let me find the quote. On receipt of allocation, LFC challenged Chelsea FC on why the number is less than the standard 15% of the FA Cup allocation. The club have been informed that the decision to have reduced the allocation is made by Chelsea's safety advisory group and is based on a number of factors. Chelsea said that the decision is final and will not change. Supporters not in possession of a ticket are urged not to travel. So all they said, Georgia, is basically it's safety. But you got really annoyed at this upstairs.
It's not that I'm annoyed because it's safety. Safety is paramount. It's the fact that it's just a vague statement of based on a number of factors. And like you said, the factor will most likely be there's a gap between the fans and
the home and away sections, yeah.
Yeah. And if they would have outright said that and been transparent within their decision, I imagine there'd be a much less outcry about it. Just transparency, just be honest about why you've made the decision.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether the tickets are available for that one just yet, but they're going to be significantly harder if they are. As with all the topics that we covered, get your thoughts and comments in the chat and Tom will collect them at the end. The happiest man in all of Belgium, apparently, Georgia, is Simon Mignolet. He has no regrets over leaving Liverpool. Fine. He says, we play a lot of competition in Club Brugge. I came back for that. I'm the happiest person in all of Belgium. Now, after 18 months on Liverpool's bench, I can show once again what I am worth at a time when at the peak of my career. I won the Champions League with Liverpool, which is a nice memory. I did not play in that campaign, but I felt part of the group and it is now much more pleasing to be important on the pitch that you can feel part of winning. Technically, he did play because he played the Hoffenheim game, didn't he? But are you happy for him?
Yeah, I think we can be happy as fans because we're in a place where, you know, we're pretty happy as fans, full stop. So to see someone do well who's left the club is always great. And as much as we kind of take the mick out of him, he was never a bad player.
Do you think he got a bad rap at Liverpool?
I think so. I think that's why we said maybe he didn't move on to someone in the Premier League or step down as such to another Prem team because, you know, he did have a string of kind of mishaps. But like I said, it's good that he's getting game time, especially at the age he's at and things like that. That's the most important thing for a goalkeeper is to be playing consistently.
He would have improved a lot of Premier League football teams, wouldn't he? I just don't think he suited Liverpool and our style of play because that kind of all changed around stuff like that, didn't he?
And you don't know what decision. I mean, he's gone back to Belgium as well, which is his home. So, you know, there may have been a decision within family and things like that. Yeah. It's whatever's best for him as a person as well.
Dejan Lovren's done another interview, which has no direct correlation with any Liverpool results upcoming. A lot of people got really annoyed at this yesterday, Georgia. So he said he wants Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool to replicate Barcelona's trophy spree. I especially want that we are remembered, maybe like the Barcelona team that won in 4 years something like 20 trophies. She's talking to Sky Sports yesterday. I've been there from the beginning with Jurgen. It took quite a while, 2 or 3 years to build everything up. Let's say we clicked this year, maybe even last year, but we missed out by 1 point. Now we understand each other, what we need, what we want, and what I especially want remembered like some Barcelona team that won 4 years, 20 trophies. Why should we not do that? I think we can do it, and I want to remember as one of the best teams that have played not only for this year but many, many, many years. Where are you at with when Dejan Lovren does an interview? Are you bothered? I mean, you're smiling as if to say the world's going to fall apart.
No, I love it because Dejan Lovren's not the face of Liverpool FC. If you like, when people think of Liverpool players, they're probably thinking of, you know, Mo Salah, Alisson maybe, Van Dijk, definitely. Like, so for him to be that confident and to be speaking with such confidence is great because it shows it's throughout the whole squad. It's not just the starters or the stars. It's throughout the whole squad that belief's there.
And what else is he supposed to do? He's gone to an interview. you know, we said before, like, he could have easily gone, I'm not happy here. He could have keyed up a force. He could have said anything.
I mean, he says later on it'd be great to be playing more. And the fact that he's not he's not injured is great, because when the opportunity does present, that he's making himself better every day, and that's his goal. So the fact that he's talking about working harder and making himself a better player to get into the side is great, because the opportunity there for journalists, especially in events where there's nothing else really going on except for to get the quote from him, is there's the opportunity to kick up a storm and things.
He's not asked to do an interview, has he? He's been told he's got to do an interview. That's what I mean. Yeah, fair enough. Let us know your thoughts on that below. Finally, Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp is ready to trigger Timo Werner's £50 million release clause. This is in the Metro, but I think it's been cited from Bild. I think he reported it last night, maybe early this morning. But Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp has reportedly set his sights on signing compatriot Timo Werner in the summer, with the RB Leipzig striker available for £50 million due to a release clause in his contract. Oh yeah, it's, we spoke, but they're reporting he might be able to delve the coffers once more, with Sport Bild reporting that Klopp has a greenlit summer move for Timo Werner. There's obviously no direct quotes in there, but that's what they're reporting. Again, something we discussed on the Red News Roundup, Georgia. He ticks all the boxes, doesn't he? And he keeps coming back to Timo Werner. The rumours will not go away.
No, I think it won't go away until he moves on, either to us or to someone else. And that's the fact of it, because he is a great player. He's an exciting player to watch, and to picture him within a Liverpool side is even more exciting.
Yeah, I say he ticks lots of boxes. It's the versatility. So on the screen now you can see his stats, which are from last year. 37 appearances, 19 goals and 10 assists. And if we move quickly onto this year's stats so far, he has got 30 appearances, 25 goals and 10 assists. And it's not it's the age, it's the versatility, it's the experience in the Bundesliga, and it's experience at international level as
That's what I mean. He ticks the boxes for Liverpool, because he's not just this one player that we're going to have to try and convert to play in other positions to fill a gap and to things. He's already proven his versatility and proven how prolific he is.
If you had a choice between any of the Timo Werner, Sancho, Mbappe, at the right price and right wages, who are you going for?
Oh, good answer.
It's Mbappe, isn't it? Is it, yeah?
Don't know. I think he's the logical one, because he makes sense.
He's German. It ticks another box.
It's like, if we were going to sign anyone, you would ask who Liverpool signed, logically, practically him. But if, you know, champions and things go on there, and you want a big star sign, and Sancho and Mbappe, like the... If you could have one or the other, I wouldn't like to pick between them.
Okay, I'm going to say Mbappe, because you won't. Thomas has some comments.
James is crying.
Let's kick it off about the Annie Road stuff. Rob D says, great that Annie Road is getting done. It will be a bit easier to get tickets, and the stadium will be looking even more superb. I agree with the stadium looking better.
Yeah, no, it looks better. And then the important thing when we went down yesterday, George, was the fact that, you know, it's to us as fans, it's, you know, shiny new stadium, it looks amazing. But they were so keen on a couple of things, really. The fact that, you know, the local residents will have access to the homes and stuff like that. They're going to redevelop the outside areas as they've done with the main stand. They've got a initiative which is Reds going green, so, you know, environmentally friendly and stuff like that. That's all important going forward, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, like, it's great to have it looking superb. Because it's, again, we said when the main stand was done, and you can see it for God knows how long, like, it looks great. So to have another stand that's equally as impressive, it's brilliant. And it's the icing on the cake is the fact that, you know, local residents, there's positive feedback. They're not getting hard done by, if anything. It's regenerating an area and helping that. So it's exciting.
Yeah.
Another one from Rob D on the ticket allocation stuff. He says, the ticket allocation is harsh. Everton and Shrewsbury filled our Anfield Road end as we gave them a full allocation. I think the FA should step in.
I'm not sure if it's to do with FA. I think that's dependent on competitions. Obviously, the Premier League have something to say, but I think it's at Liverpool's discretion to kind of do that. I think the big thing with the main stand was a lot of people got annoyed, George, with the hospitality and all the corporate stuff. Mm-hmm. 5,200 for the size of the stand is actually quite a lot. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's hospitality in there as well, but I think anything Liverpool can do at this point to kind of buffer people getting tickets a bit easier is better, isn't it?
I mean, it's more for the Chelsea ticket allocation, that comment.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, the FA should step in, because it's their competition. Sorry, I thought you were talking about Anfield Road.
No.
They kind of should do, yeah. I did, yeah. Points kind of spot on, isn't it? Yeah. Why?
But that's what I mean. Again, it's transparency. Like, show us why that decision has been made. And when that decision, and you can see it, whether it's ridiculous or not, then we can, Liverpool can say, you know, FA step in because this isn't...
They may as well say, just because we want to, mightn't they, at this point.
Exactly, yeah. For number of factors, such as.
Yeah, like... there's a bit more information. Yeah, the FA haven't been too kind to us recently, so I'm not sure there's a lot they're going to do about that. It's on telly, though.
And we're just going to end it with a couple when a comment. Boo Rider. Okay, we've got a super chat as well, so we'll do that after these. Boo Rider says, what is a Werner signing going to mean to Origi?
Probably a threat to his game time, to be completely honest. And Shaqiri as well, I think he's probably... If anyone's going to go in the summer, I think it'll be him. Georgia will win it, but, you know...
I think Origi will have more of an impact on because they're very similar players. They can play similar amount of positions and they're kind of, you know, that quick forward.
But Minamino's in that mix as well, isn't he?
Also true. We like to think that, you know, they push each other and everyone gets better, but I imagine there will be some serious conversations going on about future and what happens if someone does come in.
I love Divock Origi, but if you've got someone who's going to come in and bridge that gap a bit better, I think you can afford to rest Salah, Bobby and Mane at times when you're leading and, well, just replace them with better quality.
Another one on the Werner signing. Joey Muddy says, I like the idea of the Werner signing if the relatively low release clause is correct. It would still hopefully allow us to bring in another big signing like a Havertz or a Sancho too. I'm going to add into that Chuck Wasey stuff. We obviously spoke about that on the Reds News, so go and check that out later if you want to see a more in-depth chat
Sutton. You said logical signing, didn't you? Mm-hmm. And part of that, I'm guessing your assumption was based on the price as well, rather than going spending £200 on Mbappe. Probably not even, you know, the Chuck Wasey stuff, but, you know, you can get a left back or a centre back.
Yeah, price, the fact that the stats are there, the proofs there, there's nothing but kind of, you know, you said German, things like that. Everything sort of lines up and makes sense, which is a lot of the signings you look at Klopp's made have made sense for some. Minamino, good player, can develop, hopefully.
Great price.
Exactly. So, I agree.
One more, Tom.
Just to round it up, a super chat from Stephen Somerville says, this expansion is great and to make more noise.
Yeah, the atmosphere is a massive thing. I think we've seen from the main stand. I thought we've lost a home game at Anfield since the main stand's been in. I can't remember, it's been so long. But you can definitely tell it adds to the atmosphere, doesn't it? And that'll do that. I know the away fans of their section is kind of going to be a bit bigger as well. Mm-hmm. But one thing we spoke about, if you've been to the Anfield Road End, it's hard to generate an atmosphere there. It's fine if you're next to a decent set of away fans, because currently there's two tiers. Mm-hmm. And like, if you're in the lower tier, you're right at the back. You can't see the pitch for a start, which is a pain in the arse. But to open that up and have more voices and a bigger orchestra of voices.
That's what we said, didn't we? Of as much as it is, and we talk about, you know, helping local residents and making sure that it's a stadium at the end of the day. And the point of a stadium is for people to watch the game and to create an atmosphere to impact those on the pitch. And if, you know, that should be the main goal of it.
Yeah.
Alongside the sort of the help and the environment that it's in and also the residents that are around it, I think they'd be silly not to sort of look at that.
Yeah. We'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for watching. Don't forget to go and check out Liverpool Gin. Go to www.liverpoolgin.com/experiences. £75 per couple. You get to make your own bottle of gin. You get an extra bottle of gin on top of that and you get two G&Ts on top of that. We did it before with Bruce Gobler. Not Valentine's though, but it was a wicked time. So go check it out. We'll see you soon. Ta-ra.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.